This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Weekly Insight. Do you know what the world really thirsts and hunger is freely offered? Settle for nothing less than that. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." Grace has originated from heaven and God, and it is found in the pages of the Bible. This is why it is hard to find grace on this earth, because it is not coming out of earth, it is coming from heaven. Grace is divine and God-breathed. Work and performance-based religions we see all around on the face of the earth are man-created philosophies. It may not be easy to understand divine concepts, but it is easy to understand humans, right? However, what we need is divine and not human. The core of Christianity and the gospel it proclaims is grace. Philip Yancey, in his book What is So Amazing About Grace, wrote like this: "The world thirsts for grace in the way it does not even recognize. Little wonder the hymn Amazing Grace edged its way onto the top 10 charts 200 years after its composition." End of quote. You see, grace is the basis of Christianity. I mean, not Christianity as a religion, as some people fabricated it in that fashion. However, I meant Christianity as a relationship with God in and through the person and work of Jesus Christ. The grace of God says He loves the unlovely. It says God accepts you not based on your karma, works, or performances, but based on His kindness and favor toward you. Grace gives divine favor to the unmerited ones, to the one who does not deserve it. You see, we face legalism all around us, at home, in churches, in schools, in the streets. Who wants to accept a person who messed up their lives? Messing up their lives could be self-caused or others-caused. Who wants Samaritan woman, sinful woman of the town, the hated tax collector, the criminal who spent all life in crimes? Who wants the losers and the lost ones? You see, no one else said this. Only Jesus said. He said He came to seek and save the lost. The grace of God requires nothing from you. It only asks to receive the free gift of grace with thankfulness. Beloved, the source of grace is God, and the object of God's grace is unmerited, disobedient, rebellious, and sinful man. The provision of God's grace is not based on conditions. God gives grace to the ones who do not deserve it, with no conditions or strings attached to it. Our weekly insight says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." Stop and read and think about that again. It says grace of God, unmerited, unconditional favor of God, is available to who? It says to all people. Did you read it right? It says to all people. When it comes to grace, you see, God does not discriminate based on colors, nations, and languages. When He gives grace, it does not matter if you are tall or short. It does not matter if you are poor or rich. It does not matter if you are educated or not. It does not matter if you are a child, young man, or old man. It does not matter man or woman. It does not matter employed or unemployed. It does not matter if you lived a decent life or an indecent life. You see, it does not matter if you are addicted to certain addictions or free and strong. Dearly beloved, grace of God, the unmerited favor, kindness, and love of God, is available for all people everywhere. In short, God wants to shower you with His grace, no matter what your condition is or where have you been. By saying the parable of the lost son, Jesus brought home God's grace is available for the least expected one. Luke 15:11 to 31. The lost son disrespected and squandered his father's property, spent a loose life with the prostitutes, and wasted all the money. Here is the gracious, compassionate, and loving father looking at the horizon every single day for the return of his lost son. What is that called again? Grace. Unmerited kindness, favor, and love of the father. That father Jesus talked about is God, who is kind and gracious toward you. If you understand nothing else about God, understand this: God is gracious and He welcomes you to His home as His child. It has nothing to do with your performances. It has everything to do with His Son, Jesus Christ. the angels in heaven rejoices over you when you come to him. Luke 15:10. And God the Father throws a big party among the angels to celebrate your coming home. Luke 15:22. Therefore, the grace of God is for you, dear one. You may have squandered and wasted your life. You may have ended up in a shameful place like the lost son ended up. However, God still wants to pour out his grace on you. He wants to clothe you with his righteousness and holiness. That is called grace. You can never have a relationship with Almighty God without understanding the concept of grace. When you understand what is compassion, grace, unmerited favor, kindness, and unconditional love, then you got a grip of God's grace. One more point. Bible says this, if you are already a believer in Jesus, the Bible says you have to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. You see, Peter experienced the grace of Jesus Christ in a big dose, and so he was fit to write this admonition. Children of God, do not grow in discriminations. They do not grow in keeping people arms away, throwing judgments and showing hypocrisy. Do not act like you are better than others. Do not grow in superiority thinking. Do act as you got it all. Do not act as you got everything. And the next person did not get it. Instead, look at the grace Jesus portrayed in his dealings with the unworthy people. You simply continue to grow in his grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is growing in grace means. You see, grace was the basis of God's dealing all the time, Old Testament and New Testament. However, grace is embodied in the person of Jesus Christ, John 1:16 to 18. Never forget, it is from his fullness that we all received grace upon grace. Grace heaped upon grace, John 1:16. For John and other apostles, his style of grace became theirs. His acceptance, kindness, compassion, love became theirs. What was the result? It transformed them inside out, and they became the carriers of grace wherever they went. No wonder they made the world upside down by the power and shock waves of grace. The same is the grace that you need to grow in. Grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, the gateway of God's grace is his Son, Jesus Christ. Our passage says, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. Did you accept God's free gift of grace by accepting his salvation? There begins the grace-filled life. You accept God's free gift of salvation, not based on your efforts or works, but based on the free grace of his Son, Jesus, and what he has done for you. Then you enter through the gate of divine favor and grace to all that God has in store for you here on this planet Earth and later after your death. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe your divine, wonderful, amazing grace has appeared, and I accept your offer of free salvation. Lord, I know it is not based on my works, but it is everything to do with the finished work of your Son, Jesus Christ. Please forgive my sins, Lord, and my shortcomings. I repent of it. I believe in the gospel. Jesus died for my sins and rose again to save me. Lord, please save me and bless me today. Make me a channel of grace to the people I come across. May I grow in the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.